You know what, this year didn't go, you know, as what we expected. You know, it's been a tough year. This past Monday was a tough, you know, Christmas Eve for us. But, you know, hey, we have a chance to finish our season at home, you know, to kind of better the taste a little bit in our mouths and the mouths here in Denver. You know, we want to try to go out with a win.
But in terms of, you know, maybe knocking Minnesota out, if they need the game, does that mean anything to you?
Well, yeah, it means a lot because we knowing that them guys have something to play for, that they're not going to roll over or, you know, try to save some of the guys, but they do have a chance to make the playoffs. And us, you know, we just want to win a football game. No matter what game it is, no matter what our record is right now, we're going to give it our all. And the fact that they have something to play for, you know, it kind of make it a little better if we're able to get that win and not kind of knock them out of the playoffs.
Some of the guys were saying in the locker room the other night that they actually, you know, you almost start away in this game and get you started in the offseason workout program. And it leaves a better taste in everybody's mouth if you can go into the offseason with a victory, especially at home.
Oh, yeah. You know, like I said, you know, we've had up and downs this year. But for the most part, you know, we want to play well at home. You know, to be a good team, you have to be able to play well at home. And Denver, you know, have played well at home the last 10 years. I think we have, like, one of the best home records the last 10, 20 years, something like that. But, you know, it all starts with, you know, the home games for us here. And like I said, it gives us a better taste going into the offseason, you know, knowing that we won our last game of the year. That's the game that you remember, you know, the last game. You know, in this league, you're only as good as your last game. So, you know, we want to try to finish this win on good terms. You know, like I said, our year has kind of been inconsistent with our play. You know, we've been up and down. But for the most part, you know, we want to try to finish on good terms, and hopefully we can play well.
That game the other night in San Diego, they taunted Jay a little bit, leave a bad taste in everybody's mouth.
Say it one more time.
The game in San Diego the other night, that they taunted Jay a little bit from the sidelines. I don't know if you're aware of it. You know, Rivers, a couple of guys.
They were doing a lot of talking. You know, them guys, you know, have won the division and have played well this year, but, you know, they were doing a lot of chatting, but, you know, like I said, we'll see them guys again. We definitely going to remember that going into next year. You know, they might have got up on us this year, but definitely we're going to come back next year, and we're going to remember everything that they said and everything that they did because, you know, like, you know, one of our teammates said, you know, it was one particular player talking, and, you know, he hasn't earned the right to talk to that guy the way he did. So, you know, we're going to remember everything, and, you know, hope them guys, you know, finish strong or do whatever they need to do, but next year it's going to be a different ball story.
Trey, you hope that Adrian Peterson is tackled before he gets to the secondary, but if he gets in the secondary and he hasn't been tackled, there's Adrian Peterson in space. How tough is it to bring him down?
He's sort of like LT. You know, he's very, you know, very elusive in an open field. Excuse me. He can make plays, and, you know, he's been a physical runner this year. Coming to the league this year, I guess he wanted to make his name known, you know, try to make a point, and not just being a finesse runner, a speed runner, you know, he's been a physical runner. So, like I said, he's similar to LT, but a little bit more physical than LT. And, you know, he's embarrassed a lot of guys this year. So, for the most part, you know, when you got a guy like that who's elusive and, you know, who's running powerful like he does, you just got to take a shot when you get an opportunity.
How much do you have to be watching him as well as having your career?
Say it one more time.
How much do you need to be watching him as well as receivers?
Well, first and foremost, you know, as a DB, we need to worry about the receivers. You know, take care, make sure it's a run. And then once it's a run, then we try to come back and try to keep this guy contained and try to get as many hats as we can around this dude. You know, this guy has had a great year. You know, he has great breakaway speed, great open field moves. And like I said, for a guy like that, to try to eliminate him, try to keep him from exploding, you know, you want to try to take shots when you can.